You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Desk are go.
Earlier this month, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney delivered a speech at the World Economic Forum that made international headlines. The speech was focused on the future of global politics in the face of a world increasingly shaped by threats and hard power, and the need for middle power states to cooperate. Following the speech, Carney's approval rating jumped 8 points in Canada to 60%. This is the highest rating he's had since he became Prime Minister last year. For International Desk, I spoke to Stuart Prest, lecturer in political science at the University of British Columbia, about Mark Carney's speech. I started by asking if he could explain who Mark Carney is, including how he is perceived in Canada.
Mark Carney is the serving Prime Minister of Canada. He leads the Liberal Party. He has just shy of a majority in the House of Commons at the moment, and he is perceived by Canadians to be an effective and experienced central banker. That is his background prior to entering into politics. Somebody who has a kind of a statesman-like presence about him, who is able to speak to the elite as one of the elite, and I think he's also perceived as being somewhat to the political right of his predecessor, Justin Trudeau, somebody who is more interested in a kind of business-oriented approach to government and less looking to make dramatic statements, which I guess makes his statement at Davos all the more remarkable.
Speaking of his speech at Davos, which is why he's been in the news this week, what was the key message of that speech?
Well, I think there it was really a twofold message underlying it. The one was that the world has changed. We are in a kind of new normal. Those who are waiting for sanity to return to relations between Canada and the United States and other countries more broadly are waiting in vain. And so that we have to accept this world as it is. So that's the first part. But the second half of the message is that despite the fact that the world's most powerful state no longer seems interested in cooperation or even following the rules, that doesn't mean that other countries like Canada, middle powers, countries with some capacity and a commitment to continue to believe in something like a rules-based order, it doesn't mean that they're powerless. They can find ways to cooperate.
Carney also pointed out the hypocrisy of this old rules-based order. Can you speak to what he meant by this?
Yeah, it was one of the more remarkable elements of the speech. As far as I'm aware, no serving leader of a country like Canada, an economic northern country, part of the global north, if you like, a member of the OECD, benefiting from global trade, has been so willing to criticize the basis of that global trading, that international liberal order that has dominated politics since really the end of the Second World War. He basically said it was a Hippocratic order in many ways. There was a hypocrisy about who would benefit and who would be left out, that countries like Canada went along with this order because it made them prosperous and it made them secure, and they really turned a blind eye in exchange to the willingness with which countries like the United States, and not only the United States, but particularly the United States, would violate the rules of the game, the international law, whenever it suited their political purpose. And so even as countries like Canada were doing quite well and enjoying their secure prosperity, the United States was intervening routinely in countries throughout the global south, in Latin America and sub-Saharan Africa and elsewhere. And those countries were neither safe nor prosperous because of that order.
And why is it that do you think his speech got so much attention on a worldwide level?
Well, I think part of it does come back to that idea of who Mark Carney as a person is. He is this buttoned-down central banker, somebody who speaks the language of macroeconomics, who is comfortable in an environment like Davos, comfortable speaking with the global elite. And so he would always have a certain amount of attention in a room like that. But then combining that with the really blunt nature of his talk, calling the end of the liberal international order what it was, saying that it is no more, pointing out that it was very unfair even when it was in place. These are things that we don't expect someone in his position to say. So he has a great deal of credibility saying it. We have heard other leaders say such things in the past. You can certainly imagine someone like Fidel Castro saying these sorts of things. But coming from Mark Carney, it carries a different kind of weight. And it is the sort of thing that we might say in a graduate classroom. So in a seminar that I'm teaching, we would certainly point out the inequalities of the global order. But again, it's a different speaker and a different environment. And so it does have a high degree of credibility as a result.
And I want to finish by asking, do you think Carney's speech will have any kind of tangible impact, including on foreign policy?
Well, in some ways, that's the most important question, and it remains the hardest to answer. We now wait to see whether that talk was just talk or whether there is something behind it. I think the speech creates a window of opportunity for countries like Canada, and Canada in particular, I suppose, to find new relationships, to build new relationships among one another, to look for this kind of third way that Prime Minister Carney is describing, to find ways to cooperate on issues of defense and trade in ways that don't run through the United States and don't rely on the United States, and to move away from a kind of a set of bilateral relationships with the U.S. where the U.S. can more or less dictate terms. Canada versus the U.S. is not a fair contest. And so we wait and see. Do countries like Canada continue to draw lines in the sand saying we are not going to put up with these kind of predatory moves by the United States, and we are going to build other kinds of relationships that allow us to resist and to point out what is happening? Or do we continue to see countries like Canada blinking when the United States pushes forward? And that's where we watch each additional outrage as it emerges to see what happens. So, for instance, the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury over the weekend jumped into a debate over the status of Canadian province, Alberta, which has a small but very vocal independence movement at the moment. And so the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury, a high-ranking U.S. official, said it'd be a great idea if Alberta separated effectively and that they could come join us. We have lots in common. That is a flagrant violation of Canadian sovereignty. But we haven't heard anything really in the way of pushback from the Canadian government. And so I do think if we are seeing a new kind of order emerge, it is still one that is very much grounded in this reality of power and the U.S. being willing to use its power to coerce events, even against former allies. And it may be a world in which states focus on the most important elements. So when the U.S. is actually talking about annexing Greenland and moving troops in that direction, then we see response. But other times, people still try to keep their heads down.
That was Stuart Prest, lecturer in political science at the University of British Columbia, on the significance of Mark Carney's recent speech at the World Economic Forum in Davos.
International Desk on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.